From the Financial Times in London, I'm Malcolm Moore, Ledger Industries correspondent, and this is FT News. The rise of Airbnb and other online accommodation startups has led analysts to say that the multi-billion dollar hotel industry is being disrupted. Yet the hotel chains maintain they have nothing to fear from these digital groups. Are they right? And if there is a threat, how are they dealing with it? To discuss this with me is Murad Ahmed, European technology correspondent for Financial Times. So, Murad, who is challenging the big hotel groups?
Well, Airbnb, as you suggested, and a whole host of other startups. There's a group called Love Home Swap, which based in London, and they allow you to swap holiday homes, essentially. Yeah, you want to stay at their home, they want to stay at yours. You can do that. There are other Airbnb imitators, like One Fine Stay, which allow you to stay in very high-end homes. So there's a whole load of companies out there. And for a long time, the hotel groups have said, we don't need to really worry about that too much. It's just creating new demand, demand that wasn't already there. They're satisfying that. But it doesn't really fit together that well. Analysts say that these guys are going to come and eat their hotel industry's lunch.
But we are seeing occupancy rates at record levels, revenue rates per room at record levels. You know, can these two industries really not exist side by side? Aren't these new guys just tapping new sort of supply, new sort of demand, a different market, if you will?
I think there's some truth to that, but there is going to be a point where they very clearly compete with each other. So the early days of Airbnb were clearly the adventurous traveller wanting a very different experience. But now they're doing all this kind of brand advertising on television and they're trying to reach a mass audience. So that's automatically going after people who would normally stay in hotels. And the other thing that Airbnb are eyeing up right now are the business traveller. They've done this deal with Concur, the expense management business, so that if you're a business traveller, you can expense easily and stay with Airbnb. And that's a dead giveaway that they're looking at the huge mass market. And the moment that Airbnb start looking at the mass market, the hotel chains have to think of ways to respond.
So what is the hotel industry trying to do to respond?
The proactive stuff are things like invest in startups. So the companies I mentioned earlier, Love Home Swap and One Fine Stay, both have had small investment from established hotel groups along the way. And then there are people at Intercontinental Group who are trying to do some digital initiatives, such as do online travel guides with a company called Stay.com based in Oslo. So there's things like that. That's proactive stuff. They're trying to move over to the digital world. Secretly, there's the other stuff, which is lobbying about regulations and trying to tie up the likes of Airbnb in red tape. But, I mean, Malcolm, you cover the hotel industry. You must see some movement from them and them trying to adapt as well.
Yeah, well, certainly on the sort of regulatory side, it is the case that, you know, you don't have to fulfil the same sort of regulations if you're an Airbnb host. And, you know, they've been saying that's not fair. On the technology side, people like Intercontinental are also trying to funnel people towards their own websites rather than going through third-party booking agents. And then you're seeing a lot more technologies, I guess, inside the hotels. Keyless entry, the new Peninsula in Paris. You know, you can watch the chef prepare your steak on your iPad in your room. I don't know how many guests are going to go for that, but, you know, it's something that they're trying to do. And then finally, they're sort of tinkering around with the concept of what it means to be a hotel room. You know, we've seen companies like Yotel, for example, where you can just stay for 4 hours. You know, you may be on a layover between flights, pop into your airport Yotel, just stay there for a little bit of time. You might not want to stay a whole night. So they're sort of playing around with formats, sizes of rooms, experiences. Should rooms be bigger or smaller? So, you know, family rooms for apartments. So, you know, they are definitely responding in ways to this sort of evolution in the market.
Yeah, I think there's definitely scope for them to be side by side, the hotels and room accommodation type companies to be side by side. But I think what's going to be interesting over the next year to 5 years is when they actually start competing for the same customer, how are they going to respond with different strategies? So it'll be an interesting area.
Okay, Murad, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you very much.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.